Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
All right, coming back here on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me at Joey Sports Guy. If you'd like to, you can follow us at Sports Talk Chi. Make sure you Google Sports Talk Chicago if you want to listen to us audio only. Just type in Sports Talk Chicago. It'll pop up Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we will be there. I want to thank you so much for tuning in on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Make sure you like, make sure you comment. It's a great time to be a Chicago sports fan right now. Is it? It kind of is. With the Chicago Bears, it is. And make sure you tune in a couple of days, because I am going to be also releasing a separate preview of the Bears versus the Commanders. But I'm taping this right now on a Tuesday. You're probably listening to this on a Thursday, so forgive me. But I'm trying to wait and see where we are with the status of Jaden Daniels before I do a full preview of this game. But I will say this. It's a great talking point, and I want to see comment and question below if you want to on our YouTube. Do you want to see Jaden Daniels in this game? Are you crossing your fingers that Jaden Daniels doesn't suit up, or do you want it? Bring it on. Jaden versus Caleb. Now, of course, I think at the bare minimum, we all can agree. A commonality is that we all want the Chicago Bears to win this weekend. We want the Chicago Bears to win every single week. I'm with you on that. So, if Jaden Daniels doesn't suit up, I'm not spilling any tears. That's for sure. If we play Marcus Mariota, I think that gives the Bears a better chance to pick up a victory. I'm all for that. Don't get me wrong. But there's a part of me, and I'm hoping that this is something that stays with me, and I'm hoping this is a part of the Caleb Williams era, is I am personally kind of hoping Jaden Daniels plays. I'm kind of hoping he suits up and gets out there. I don't want to duck any quarterback. I might change my mind if you ever say we're going up against Patrick Mahomes. But at this point right now, I think that's something that Bears fans maybe need to put in the past. And if you feel that way, you should. I think that there's, look, you want the Bears to win. If the quarterback right now, Jaden Daniels, who honestly, I think he's the third or fourth best fantasy quarterback in football. I'm going to do my preview in a couple of days. The Washington Commanders offense, they're in the top three, top five of a lot of categories that matter. This offense is completely legit, and a lot of it has to do with Jaden Daniels. And it's very fair to say that the body of work so far from Jaden Daniels is probably better than what it's been from Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams has had to incrementally get a little bit better each week. The Chicago Bears offense in general has had to get a little bit better each week. Now, the fun part is going to be all that progress that Caleb has been making. Does it meet, match, and exceed what we would see from Jaden Daniels on a Sunday? But I think in years past, I'm speaking anecdotally, I'm just speaking personally now, I think in years past, with some of the quarterbacks we've had on our team, I would never delight in the injury of a player, but I will tell you, I would smirk just a tiny little bit if we found out that the other team's starting quarterback wasn't going to suit up for the game. I often thought sometimes that was the type of advantage that we needed. And for years, and perhaps my whole life, I would do this exercise, and I wonder if Bears fans do it as well, where you get the schedule in the offseason, or whenever you're looking at the schedule, and you're going through all the games, and each week, I would look at the matchup, and I would just keep it really simple. I would say, is our quarterback better than theirs? Jay Cutler versus whoever. Mitch Trubisky versus whoever, Justin Fields versus whoever, Mike Glennon versus whoever, Greg Krenzel versus whoever. And I will tell you, a lot of the times, the Chicago Bears rarely were in the advantage position in that exercise. Sometimes I would say, well, maybe it's net neutral. We'll see. You know, Jay Cutler versus Derek Carr, toss up a coin. And sometimes they would toss up the ball, not knowing where it would land, and it would end up in an interception. So for years, if we got any sort of bump in that category, I thought it was something that I would lean and kind of hope for. If a quarterback was a little banged up, don't play us. Give us your backup. Let's see what happens. And then, of course, there's been years where Lamar Jackson is out and Tyler Huntley beats us on the Ravens. But again, that's the Nagy era. We're trying to be healthy, present, and mindful, looking forward to the future. But in this case, in this season, I know we have a rookie quarterback. And I know, forgive me, I had a math correction. I said last week that he was 21 years old. I was wrong. If you're coming here for a math lesson, maybe you're watching the wrong show. Caleb is 22. He's actually going to be 23 years old in a couple weeks. Anyways, addendum on that, and thank you for pointing that out. I just got it wrong. But again, a quarterback who's about to be 23 years old, six NFL games in, and I had to tell you, Jaden Daniels, Geno Smith, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Kyler Murray, name whatever quarterback we have resting the schedule. I don't want to duck anybody. Bring it on. I want to see it. Bring on Jaden Daniels. Pass Bears team, sure. Maybe I was hoping for a little bit of a learning curve. Maybe a couple answers to the test, but nope. Bring it on. I'm ready for it. I want to play the best. I want Caleb Williams to play the best, and I want opportunities where, man, it would be really cool if the Chicago Bears win on Sunday, Caleb Williams plays better than Jaden Daniels, and their two little one-on-one duel, Caleb Williams got the best of that matchup. That is great for the franchise. That is great for Chicago. It's great for me, and it's great for you. We should be rooting for that. We should be running towards that instead of hoping and thinking maybe, well, if we get Marcus Mariota, we get a layup. We keep stacking up wins. I get it. I want wins as much as anybody else. But at the same time, there is a part of me that's thinking about the long-term future of the Chicago Bears. And Caleb Williams has got to slay some dragons around here. Whether it is the guy who is the number two pick right behind him in the draft, whether it is a hopeful future matchup against C.J. Stroud, who are beginning to sort of subtly realize that Caleb Williams didn't really appreciate that little pep talk that C.J. Stroud gave to him after the game. I mean, they're not that far away in age. Don't ask me. I know nothing about math, clearly. But they're not that far off. So C.J. Stroud giving him some words of wisdom. At the time, you're like, oh, well, Caleb's just upset he lost the game. But as we've seen the progress of the last couple weeks, maybe Caleb Williams just didn't want to hear that from C.J. Stroud. I hope he beats him in a future matchup. I hope future matchups with Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. I'm not going to say Patrick Mahomes. We'll get there one day. But I don't want to duck any quarterback. If Jaden Daniels is healthy, I want to see him play. I want to see that primetime matchup with Jim Nance and Tony Romo, and I want to see what we got. If we play poorly, if Caleb Williams isn't ready or doesn't have a good game, I'm already on record saying that I think there's going to be some bumps in the road. In this primetime style, on the road, in D.C., his hometown, maybe he doesn't play well. Tune into my preview in a couple days, and I'll let you know where I'm actually landing on this, because I'm still doing the research and still thinking about it. But Jaden Daniels, let's go. I'm not worried about him playing or not playing. Chicago Bears need to worry about what they need to worry about. And to be very fair, this is a huge game. And this is a possible playoff implication type game. Chicago Bears, 4-2. They fall to 4-3. You have to go 6-4 the rest of the way to get to 10. You go to 5-2, all of a sudden, it's a little bit easier. Play 500 football. You got the NFC North coming up. You put yourself in position for the playoffs. And oh yeah, most importantly, you are also winning that tiebreaker against the Washington Commanders. Because as it stands right now, the way that the NFC North is playing, it's going to be tough getting four of them in there for sure. But you're looking around and you're trying to sniff around who are these playoff caliber teams. I mean, I think you can put Washington in that category right now. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker, you don't want to go out like that. Take care of business, the teams that are in front of you. And take on Jaden Daniels. Go out and beat him. And to be very fair, we could split hairs on this one. We could talk semantics. Because technically, Caleb Williams has not won a road game yet this season. Technically, on the schedule, the way it is. Did he just fly across the pond to London and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in a stadium not named Soldier Field, but it was still called a home game? He did. But winning in Washington would be his official road win in his NFL career. And I'm sure he's going to be excited for it. And I'm also really curious to see, and we know in this town better than anybody else, is that there have been certain athletes in this town that we've come to know and love that get up for matchups against their peers. Jaden Daniels was taken right after Caleb Williams. They're going to be talked about shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand for a very, very long time. The same way Trubisky, Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, that draft class. I mean, there's a lot of different comparables there. Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. We did that for years. We're not really doing it anymore, but still. Does Caleb get up for this game and say, you know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show you why I am the number one pick. I'm going to show my hometown of D.C. why you should have thrown the boat at the Chicago Bears to try and trade up and draft me. And I'm going to show Jaden Daniels that, you know what? I'm just as good, if not better than you right now. I'm coming too. So I'm excited to see it. And I hope Jaden Daniels plays. And you know what? I'm no longer ducking quarterbacks anymore as a Bears fan. Bring it on. Give me your best. We have Caleb Williams. Let's see what happens.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.